A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two bestest buds in the game, Sam Thompson.
Not very well. This is one of the toughest.
This is going to be really strong. Pete Wicks is chronically hungover. Dry Jan is officially finished. He completed it, by the way. Well done, everybody. But now he is in the worst place I think I've ever seen him before in my life.
Yeah, February's come like a tsunami. It's heavy.
Well, tell him what you're going to be doing.
I'm going to swear a lot. And if you don't like that, go away.
Oh, he didn't even say fuck off, he said go away.
But I'm not drinking ever again.
And
a beer, to be fair, because it might help.
What's really annoying is he doesn't even look that hungover.
Oh, but your glasses come in handy.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Actually, you can tell that Pete's in a really bad way because he's brought with him a Gatorade. That's how you know it's really got spicy for you.
Make sure you follow, subscribe, and do all that crap on
Instagram.
Yep.
TikTok.
Yep.
YouTube.
Yep.
Snappy C.
Yep. Is there any more?
No, that's it.
I think that's all of them. Yep. At Staying Relevant Podcast. We come out every Monday and every Thursday
and every Friday and every Sunday.
So Monday, Thursday, Friday. The listening, Friday, Sunday, respectively, for the watching. So listening on a Monday, Thursday and watching on a Friday, Sunday.
I like the way you've done
that. So that's Monday.
Mentalised it. Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
All right. Lovely. I think I'm done now.
No. We've only just started because we have so much to talk about. Oh, my Lord. What's really annoying is that I've been outvoted for what we're going to do for this episode because I wanted to discuss why Pete is so hungover as well as half of the production team, but they have told me that we're going to wait until the bonus episode so we can talk all about it in a bonus episode called Pete's Night Out.
It's been a busy week. We have lots to talk about. So we're going to start off with the opening conversation, as Chaz likes to call it, on our little sheet here.
Chaz being the producer, by the way.
Yes, that is. Yes, Chaz. We've got a little bit of interesting information about your... We actually found this out last night on our little night out. Your fabulous cover.
Yeah. Right? Are we still going on about the fabulous cover?
And I'll tell you why. Because, Sam, when did this come out?
Like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. It's on eBay.
No!
So
shut up!
But not only is a copy of Sam's fabulous cover on eBay, it's sold.
Did it?
So let's just point out, because this is very similar to the Pete's picture that was in the charity shop. So Sam's fabulous cover, all right, sold for more than my framed picture. Beautiful, picture.
Yours is in a charity shop.
So this, which I think you can probably still get anywhere, sold on eBay for £3.99.
Do you know what I love so much about that? Is Pete's was in a charity
Mine
shop.
Mine comes with a frame.
For free, almost. And then the guy couldn't sell it, so he put it in the back. And we had to basically rummage around his store cupboard to find this picture. And mine sold, do you know how much it sold for?
£3.99.
£3.99! I was a bit disappointed at the start, and I'm really happy with that.
Yeah, so yeah, your magazine cover, only 2 weeks after. I mean, you can still find them on the floor in many parks. But if you want a clean one, eBay's got you.
Can we track that person down?
What, that bought it?
Yeah.
If you did buy it from eBay, firstly, what the fuck is wrong with
you? No, firstly, I love you. You lovely person.
But secondly, get in contact. Get in touch with us.
Yeah. You really do want to know.
I think I just went cross-eyed when I looked at the camera. But yeah, do that.
Oh, actually, that's a really good point. Should we both put our glasses on so we look like twins?
We just look like two people wearing the same glasses, not twins.
Yeah, but I feel like people will be like, oh, well, those guys, they're best pals.
No, I think people will think they go to the same optician. Anyway, based on this,
yeah,
I think this cements you as being a bit of a national treasure.
Why?
Just that your magazine is now on sale on eBay, you are doing front covers, wild thing.
It sold for £3.
It doesn't matter, it's still sold. All right? You're doing so many amazing things at the minute. And not only that, Sam's turned into a rock star.
I don't even know where this is going.
And this is where wild thing happens, because we had last week people waiting for Sam outside the studio.
Do you know what's so funny? Pete's completely got...
Outside the studio.
No, at no point did anyone go, I'm waiting for Sam. They just walked past. And no. They were actually waiting. No, they were waiting. You're right.
they were waiting for King of the Jungle. And Sam, being the wonderful person that he is, I think it was mother and daughter. They were absolutely lovely. They went to get a picture. And we thought, fuck it. Let's bring them into the studio.
Pete's got that a little bit wrong. They didn't go, we're waiting here for Sam. They were waiting, to be fair. But it was for the podcast. And then we invited them up. And they had a really nice time up here.
They did. And so to those two ladies, thank you so much, because they've also bought tickets for the podcast in two different places.
Oh, yeah.
Birmingham, I believe, and Manchester.
Yeah. Two of the best as well.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like that.
Well, we're going to get onto that, because Sam still has no fucking idea what is happening on the tour. Absolutely no idea. However... Yesterday.
Do you know what really annoyed me? I read the comments about that However video, and one person goes, he only says it to move Sam along. It's like, what are you doing? Stop defending it. Let him just be annoying for a bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, just give it to me for five. No one sits and goes, well, Sam only shrieks because he's trying to sort of like, you know, move the conversation forward.
I have seen a lot of people say Sam shrieks for attention.
Yeah, and they might be right.
Yeah. So that's our little opening conversation. But I hope you enjoyed yourself. Well, I'm pretty much done for the day now. Get onto your cards and I'll just sit back.
Well,
I'll ask you and then we'll set you off. Sam, what have you done this week to stay relevant?
Well, actually, my staying relevant moment comes from...
Take it away.
Don't sleep. You've got to open your eyes, mate. You can't. Do you know what? I'm going to talk to the camera. My staying relevant moment.
It's just like being on the radio. You're just on your own, just waffling. Go for it.
It came yesterday. And I did another thing of this morning. And then I just kicked Pete's foot. I did another thing this morning.
I'm excited to hear about this, because I have seen a picture that Sam put in the group. It wasn't good. Sam was wearing a leotard.
It was tough, to be honest with you.
And like I said to you before we started recording this, you are very, very pale.
Do you know what Pete said to me? When I was sending out a phone to him, he goes, dude, you need some colour. That was the first thing he said. Nothing else. He just went, you need some colour.
I'm well aware that I am sort of rust on the Dulux colour chart, but you're getting to the point where you're literally translucent. It's a lot, mate.
Do you know what? One of the nicest things that happened, though, the reason my staying relevant is doing this morning again, is because Pete sent me some encouraging words yesterday.
No.
Don't read it wrong.
I'm not going to read it wrong. I'm going to read it exactly as it is, because actually...
Okay, but you got to read the bit you say to me then.
All right, but sorry, there's just a lot in this group about last night. Sam sent in a picture of himself in a little leotard with golden retriever on the front. I replied, oh dear God. And then Sam put in, mate, I'm so shit. So I thought, things must be tough for him. Because he's wearing a leotard and he doesn't feel good about himself. And neither would I, because your penis looks like an acorn. So that is probably quite hard in itself. So I thought, this is the point where you step up and you be a friend and you say, no. So I said, no, you're not, mate. Have faith. Everyone loves you. You've got this. You stupid c-.
Yeah, I was waiting to see if you said the end bit.
I mean, basically, when I say his penis looks like an acorn, there's not really anything there. It's just a...
Show me again. I can't get my internet
you just go straight up and down. There's not really much of a...
That doesn't look... That's it. It's pretty damning stuff.
Did they ask you to tuck?
There was no tucking wanted. It was cold. I am going to put that out there. I am being honest with that. It was freezing cold.
Where were you?
I was in Canary Wharf, which I think is quite a cold place anyway.
Antarctic, because...
No, but Canary Wharf is quite a cold place historically anyway, I think. And
why
we were by the canal.
It's inverted?
And canal, like a little turtle. And the canal, I think, brings the wind chill in. And I was also next to a guy called the Giant. He was also wearing a leotard, and you could very distinctly see his penis in his leotard.
So, what was this for then? So this was for this morning. Why
this was this morning.
So you had a leotard on with just one gladiator?
So, it was like doing it with seven. He was called the Giant, and...
Name all the gladiators you did it with, or some of them.
Well, just one. It was one. No, that's actually not true. It was the Giant and Sonya. Yeah, yeah. So Sonya.
Sonya?
Yeah.
Sorry, the Giant and Debbie. What do you mean, Sonya?
So Sonya is a lovely lady, and she is a professional referee for gladiators.
Okay,
so
all right.
Gladiators, are you ready? And we had to be like, yeah.
Where's she from?
She's English, actually, to be fair. She's not Scottish, but like...
You were trying to do it like...
The old gladiator.
John.
Person. Yeah.
Gladiator.
Yeah, see, that wasn't it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was great. And she has a really stern look. She was like 6'4" as well. She's really tall. And the Giant was like 6'5". So yeah, it was quite a tall...
You looked tiny.
I did. I looked really, really small standing in between both.
So the gladiator was in a leotard as well, was he?
He was in a leotard, yeah.
And obviously, presumably, you know, gladiators, they have great names and that, don't they? You know, gladiator, giant.
Yeah.
Rhino back in the day, like all them sort of things. What was yours?
Golden retriever. I didn't give myself the name. They gave me the name.
Right. Okay. Yeah. If you were to give yourself a gladiator name, what would it be?
Oh, I've got one.
So you'd say it.
All right. Give me a say. The Shrew. The Shrew. Because do you know why? I'll tell you for exact why. Because quite little.
Are you saying the Shrew?
So reason being is they're quite little, but like they're nasty if they need to be. You know, they can bite. I don't think shrews can bite, actually. They're armoured. No, they're armoured. That's why. Because they're armoured and you can't get through there. Very thick skin.
Yeah.
But you can say anything.
So what makes it like you? Because you haven't really got thick skin and you've got very...
Yeah, I do.
All right, sorry. You've got thin hair. I don't know if that's got anything to do with it, but... So I wouldn't exactly say you're armoured because you've got a sweet spot right on the top of your head that anyone could get to at any point. There is definitely no armour.
Like a boiled egg ready to be cracked.
Yeah, you've actually regressed to having that little soft spot like a newborn baby. And it's quite clear for everyone to see.
Pete, do you know what? I'm going to come back at you there because we did a video last night and...
I've got even worse.
I don't know if you've seen it, but it went quite viral. Half the comments are about Pete's hairline. So I'm not really going to take that from you. Loads of people with the same sentence actually going, I can't stop looking at his corners.
I'm just going to point out that I also went through the comments because I've been taking some of them. There's 1,500 comments on that post and there's only about 5 about my hairline.
5 is enough.
All right.
5 is enough.
However, I did see a photo of me this week getting out of a pool.
Oh, no.
And I sent it to my management. And Gemma replied, Sam edited that. But not joking. I'm gonna have to show you, right? Because since you brought this hairline thing up, like I honestly, and I'll tell you what I said to her, and I put, get me to Turkey, the hairline is criminal. And she replied, has this been edited? And I put, No, it hasn't. And she went, I thought Sam might have been on it. Jesus, that is bad. in all seriousness, we have had offers of London clinics to do your hair. But if you shave, you need to shave your head. Are you okay to do that? I think it's about time. Ellen then sent it saying, shall we send it to McDonald's? The M is popping.
Oh, no. Ellen's always been my favourite of your agent because she's an absolute savage queen. Oh, my God, you're covering your forehead as well. Wow. That is, show the camera.
No.
I actually, I keep getting
that forehead is foreheading.
Yeah, that is.
That's gone past the 5 head. I'm on about an 8 head at this point. It is savage.
That's why he's wearing a beanie and a hood. He's doubled up. The good thing about mine is, to see mine, you have to stand on top of me.
No, just from behind now is fine.
Is it? Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You don't have to stand on top. And let's be honest, Sam, you aren't the giant. Yeah. Quite a lot of people look down at you.
Do you know what annoyingly is? There was a point on the... I don't mean to bring it up again, but there was a point on The Jungle where I
did you do The Jungle?
I watched a clip back of it.
Did you know?
Bro, there is a point
How
of
did
it,
you get on?
There is a point of it where the sunlight is refracting off the back of my skull.
My favourite thing whilst we're talking about hairlines, I know we talk about them quite a lot, is actually when you were in The Jungle and you, Josie and Danielle were in that little water thing and you were jumping on top of each other, it wasn't great for you.
No!
Because your hair was wet as well.
Oh.
So it was just scalp.
Oh, it's just scalp. It's just scalp, man.
Yeah, it's just scalp. Mine's very sick in the places that it's there.
Yeah.
It's just there's a lot more places that it's not there anymore. Anyway, so anything else you want to add about this morning?
Oh, mate, it was just, the giant was lovely, to be fair. He actually, he told me a lot about his nipples, which I thought was quite cool.
Was this on air?
Yeah, no, off air.
I was going to say, I didn't realise that, what was the segment on?
Well, it's because basically a leotard can really rub your nipples.
Chafe.
Yeah, it can chafe. So he was giving me loads of advice, basically, of how to, like, stop the chafing of the nipples.
Because you wear a leotard a lot?
Well, I know, but he obviously does. And he actually has his own custom-made one, which I thought was quite cool. And then I tried his leotard on.
Sorry, hold on. After he'd had it on?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. That's weird, isn't it?
Why?
Because we wanted to see whether it would, like, stick to me or not. It didn't. It was baggy.
I imagine there was an awful lot of room in some places.
But yeah, it was really fun. The problem with doing things like that, though, I've realised now, one, never look at Twitter. Two...
Oh, is it was still bad for
Twitter? Oh, Pete, it's absolutely diabolical, mate. But do you know what I'm doing?
Can I just put a little...
Trucking on. I now call it trucking on, where you just put one foot in front of the other and just keep turning
Listen,
up.
Listen, everyone that listens and watches this podcast adore Sam. Please, when you see him on This Morning, run to Twitter and just put in all the positivity for Sam so that when he does, because inevitably look at it, it is just filled with love and not get that annoying prick off the telly.
They say that a lot. That's actually the word.
I know.
It's like you've written it.
It's copy and paste. Repeatedly.
And then underneath, write hashtag staying relevant so I know you're part of the fam.
Yes. Please do that because Sam would love to see it. So after his This Morning appearance, just make sure you just throw him some positivity because, as you can see, hairline penis problems. So
HPP.
His self-esteem isn't high at the minute.
Do you know what as well? One of the you'll know this is that when you do those sort of live things and the person you're talking to at the studio... And there's a delay.
There's nothing worse.
There's a delay, right? And they go in the script, it goes ad lib, right? Like back and forth with
nothing
Rylan.
Worse.
I like Rylan, right? So I like crack a gag to him thinking it's going to be funny. But he's talked to me and I haven't heard him and he hasn't heard me. And then we both try and be polite and stop.
Yeah.
So you go, ba-dum, 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 and then you just go,
is nothing worse.
There's just nothing. The guy behind the camera's going, fucking say something. And you're just like, I don't know whether I'm
And then there's
say
a person behind his camera going, say something. And then, yeah, there's
it's
nothing
so
worse.
So bad. And then you say the same thing again. It just, yeah, it was a struggle.
Or you can go down the route that I've taken when I've done them things before. Prime example is actually when you were in The Jungle and I was doing Lorraine.
Yeah.
From by the pool. Basically, she'd be like, so Pete, how are you getting on? Good.
I could so imagine.
And then I'd just stare.
Well.
And then she asked me, something else? He's doing well. Because I thought, I'm not getting involved in the... Hey, hey.
Oh, no, go on, you. No, you go. Don't so no, go hard. On. Go on, Lorraine, you go.
It's so hard.
I do that lag is so difficult. On, whenever you do things like that, it's so hard.
Still trying to judge over it.
Because you basically, and you can't see them either.
No, you just hear them.
Because that's the way, if you can see them, you can sort of judge when they're going to speak, and you can just about, however, when you can't see anything, you're just blindly listening for a voice.
Yeah, mate, do you know the worst thing about
it? And you don't know when it's going to come.
Pete's just done the face as well. You can, if you watch it back, you can see my face when he says something, go like panicking, trying to figure
like
out.
Yeah, you do the face going, like you don't know where the voice is. You like that?
Yeah. So overall, mate, it was. I love doing it, and I promise you right now, I will look down and go, I'm not leaving. I will do it until I get it right. Came out last night that one of the nemesis is hosting the Brits. That would be Roman Kemp.
Yes.
We had him here in this very studio.
My very good friend, I love very much and really enjoyed being on his show. He is very good.
Yeah, Pete went did Capital with him and never stopped talking about it. And so he's doing the Brits. So I then went, well, what do we do? We do anything at the Brits. We have a cubicle.
Yeah, so I've only just heard this beforehand and I don't know what that means.
We have a cubicle.
Because the way that Sam didn't really give him much context and he said, we're just going to be in the cubicle together.
So basically,
and I didn't know what that meant. I've not been to the Brits. I didn't know if that was a thing people do.
So it's much like the NCAAs. But what you've got to do is you've got to prove your worth. Like, so at the NCAAs, we were press. We got given a little, Pete got given cameraman lanyard. And we had to jump over the fence and sort of like, we were sandwiched in between the Daily Star and the Mirror. And basically we were interviewing all the celebs who come down the carpet. It's that. But instead of being behind the thing, we just get a cubicle with the rest of the press as well.
We get our own cubicle.
We do get our own Staying Relevant cubicle this time around.
Wonderful.
It's not the most glamorous.
What do we do? Like bring snacks?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Can we do it up?
We can make it like how we want to make it. So we'll have our own Staying Relevant little cubicle where we might even bring the little fabulous cover and Pete's sort of framed.
Sorry, Sam, we are not taking your fabulous cover.
Yeah, because we...
To the Brits.
Why?
Sam.
What are you talking about? Sam. We've got to let them know who we are.
Sorry, so you think we're just going to turn up and hold these and go, would you like to talk to us? Yeah? And they're going to go, what the fuck is that? And I'm going to go, well, that was on eBay. It's front cover he did. And this was 15 years ago when my calendar outsold Justin Bieber. Is he here?
Is he here?
Fucking.
And it was sold in a charity shop.
And it's here.
Oh, that's really tickling. I think we should just let people know that we're...
Do that now.
We should let people know that we're part of, like... We're in your world. We're just earning our stripes.
We're not in their world.
We are.
We're not. We're looking through the keyhole like perverts. We're not in the room. We're not in the room. We're peeping Toms.
Peeping Toms.
We're literally just looking over the... Like, whilst they're all having a lovely time just being all wet.
We're going, how do we get in there?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't care because we end up kicking the door down, Staying Relevant style. Like we did it with the NGAs where we literally, but we're going to do the same thing. We're going to do the thing where it's a bit embarrassing. You've got to have your little stall out, right? And we're going to smash that. And then they're going to ask us to host the Brits.
Yeah. And Sam's downplaying this as like, yeah, we're doing this little thing on the red carpet. Sam will then go and join a table at the front of the Brits for his radio thing. Whilst I go up into the rafters and crawl on my hands and knees around the floor looking for change so I can buy myself a fucking drink. That's the difference between the two of us.
Basically at the Brits.
And, yeah, and can I just point out as well, what Sam will do for the Brits is probably wear that tux that you saw on date night and every other event that he's ever been to.
Yeah, I don't have any others.
Yeah, I've specifically ordered a suit to be made for the Brits and yet I will be at the back and no one will see it.
They went on the gram when we post all of our sick interviews.
Anyway.
But yeah, I will be on the floor. I will be with...
No, and when he says on the floor, he doesn't mean on the floor with me. He means on the floor on a table with all the posh people.
Yeah, it's basically, it's like the NTAs. At the back, you have all the boxes. And on the like floor area, you have like the tables and stuff. And yeah, radio's coming in clutch there.
Yeah, and it'll be much like the NCAAs this year. Well, Sam will be on the floor this year with This Morning and I'm a Celeb and I will be bottle ratting.
We should wheel our little drinks trolley into our cubicle for the Brits. We should, because we'll have drinks to people. That'll be our niche.
No, because you know full well, by the time...
It's going to be empty. Pete's going to be hammered.
Anyone gets there, I'll be absolutely out of my head. Anyway, what have I done this week? This week, it was a very exciting meeting, Samuel.
Oh my. Do you know what I love about the past 3 weeks? The staying relevance have been so businessman-like from Pete's side of the fence. Another meeting.
Yeah, but I haven't got the full details of the meeting in here, annoyingly.
But I do.
But I'm gonna give you a rundown in my eyes before I inevitably...
And I'm then going to fact check you.
In it before I inevitably get fucked over.
Yeah.
So, your management were there. Yeah. Obviously, Chaz was there. And we had the guys from Phil McIntyre who came down because we'd sent them.
Pete just pointed at his brain. He just pointed at his head like we sent him my masterpiece.
Yes. In order for them to have a look at before the meeting, for them to come back with any problems that they may have.
But you wouldn't have agreed, I imagine, with any of those problems.
I was fully prepared for a fight yesterday. I walked in there fully prepared for what do you know, mate? despite the fact that I've never done it before.
And his company is a studio booking business.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he does, and he's done some of the biggest tours ever in the UK.
He's done Taylor Swift.
I was prepared for, well, you don't know what you're talking about, pal. And it didn't go that way.
So just before you start, actually, Pete put up a story, and he goes, and he had his little briefcase on him. And what I love about this podcast is that you're really seeing the Pete behind the Pete. And people... and messaging him, hundreds of messages being like,
hundreds.
What have you got in the bag?
No.
Because
they know
they've listened to the podcast and they know he carries his McCoys in his bag.
All I got, as soon as I put that up, was, is that little bag, what flavour are the McCoys today? To the point where I had to then put up a story going, there are no crisps in the bag.
Yeah, I saw it.
Because it was literally...
So good. I love the way we're intertwining the podcast. And
worse than that...
He can't even lie anymore.
It then got to the point where people were suggesting crisps for future for future days with the bag. Have you tried these? They're really nice. Send me pictures.
Get some Thai sweet chili sensations in there, mate. They're going to change the entire bag.
Genuinely, someone had given me the top three crisps and why they felt like that. But they had a different morning crisp to afternoon crisp and then an evening crisp.
Oh, I love
different
that.
Hits. And I thought, and actually, funnily enough, today I've just gone with kettle chips.
He has. He's bought kettle chips, but they don't fit in the bag.
I haven't bought the bag today.
Oh, it's really tickled me, though. When I saw that Instagram story, I went, it was so heartwarming. Because I went, he's obviously having to bat away all of the podcast listeners talking about his crisps.
So I'm just going to... So I'll give you a rundown of what it was. Effectively, I'm a genius.
Yeah.
Okay. That was kind of what I took from the meeting.
Yeah.
I left there, because I did say at the end, you know...
Any questions.
And he went, no. There was a couple of standout moments for me where he said, this has never been done before.
Oh, my God.
That was one of my favourites. Another one of my favourite moments was, this is really going to make people stand up and take you guys seriously.
Shut up!
These are all factual. Another one of mine is, we have never had such an outlined show at this stage.
He's done Taylor Swift. But Pete Wicks comes with his fucking McCoys and he's literally like, we've never seen anything like it. I'm expecting flamethrowers.
I'm not, listen, it's not about the gimmicks. You don't need gimmicks when you've got vision.
Whilst pointing at his head.
Yes, because it's in my head.
Mega mind.
I put that to notebook via the vehicle of hand pen and then Chaz transcribed it. And actually, they'd printed it out and had it in front of them.
Someone, I don't know who it was, I'm not going to be able to find it, but someone wrote a comment recently under one of the staying relevant things being like, I love 2024, Pete. Did you see it? Yeah, they're saying they saw it. Really coming out of his shell. 2024, Pete. Like the turtle that finally got like, he's like, yeah, do you know what? I can get out here. And he's like, poked his little head out and he's walking along. He's like, this is quite nice. 2024, Pete.
Why is the turtle prowling?
I don't know. But people are loving 2024, Pete.
So anyway, so that was mean.
However.
I did talk a lot again.
You have to. It's your idea.
I didn't let anyone really
breathe.
it was good on my part. I really enjoyed it, and yeah, like our takeaway from that is that we're going to have a fucking great tour and that they're excited about it. I'm excited about it, and you know, I don't need thanks or credit, you know, but I am a genius.
I've just read the notes from the producer and I'm sorry. Okay, so that's Pete's version of events. I imagine that is all roundabout sort of the correct version, but this is how it was relayed via Chaz. It all started off with a Staying Relevant live production.
I love
meeting.
The way that Chaz does this. Right?
Like it's a book. And I love the story behind it.
She narrates, but do you know
yeah,
what's funny?
It's so good.
Right? She narrates it like, and this is where it all began.
Yeah, but I love it. It's the perfect way of dialogue. It all started off with a Staying Relevant live production meeting. Pete, again, was 40 minutes early. In brackets, it's actually getting disruptive now. And made the team take outfit pictures of him. Yes, he did pose by looking at the floor. So let's just stay on point number one for a little bit of time here. I know what they mean by, because he's turned up to Insanity, my agency's offices, right? And they all love him, Insanity. He's basically, they call themselves Pete's Angels. We'll come on that a little bit later. So he turns up and I imagine no one's getting any work done at all.
No. I'm just going to say what happened. I called Charlotte when I was 5 minutes from the office saying, get yourself downstairs, we'll do some pictures before I come up. So Chaz and Georgia were waiting outside the office for me when I arrived, which was great. We did some pictures and then we went up. And then, yeah, I may have been a little bit disruptive.
So this is what I got sent from Charlotte. Oh, my God. No, I have to explain this because for the audible listeners, right, I can explain this to you and you will still enjoy this. What I am looking at is, so Pete, put it into context, Pete's turned up 40 minutes early. He has asked the girls from the agency that don't even look after him to come downstairs and take an outfit snap of him, right? So he can post it on the gram. He has one hand in his pocket, one hand of his little briefcase, and he's got one foot in front of the other, but he hasn't moved. So you know when people do that weird thing where they go, this is what models do, and they like stick their hand in the pocket, but like almost look like they're walking forward, but they're not. It's called giraffe legging, apparently.
Is it?
Absolutely brilliant. And you will see this photo on the gram imminently.
I've been dogged before we've even made it to the meeting. This, I do not feel like this is going to go well.
So good, though, because you know how much Pete takes piss out of me for my Instagram, right? Now
can
we
I just
all
point
know.
Out, the reason that I again, have had to do that is because I've done some brand bits this week and I have nothing to post. So I was asked by my management to use Sam's management to take pictures.
So that was before he even walked into the building. Paul from Phil McIntyre came in and he and Pete started off by comparing notebooks.
Mine was leather bound and had elastic, so I do think I had a superior notebook.
So where was he in comparison to you in the room? Was he opposite you?
No. I sat down the end because I felt like I...
Did you need to speak to the entire room?
No. He sat at the head of the table because, you know, we were effectively talking. I was talking to him. I just sat down the other end because I wanted to give some space and I didn't want to come across too confrontational.
Who got their notebook out first?
Mine was already out on the table.
Oh, you pre-splayed it!
When he walked in.
I love that. A gesture of power.
Well, listen, you have to show dominance in these meetings.
Oh, I'm so annoyed about that.
It was in a boardroom. I meant business.
Paul had also printed off the typed up copy of the notebook, which was 7 pages and thousands of words, which actually, if I remember correctly, producer Charlotte had said was longer than her dissertation at university. Pete was delighted to see the first hard copy of his thoughts.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the fact that he'd printed it off. And that's a man after my own heart. He could have bought a laptop, but no. He printed it off. It was slightly creased up as well, as if it had just sort of rolled it in his back pocket.
Oh.
I enjoyed it.
They worked through the crew list for each live show and later realised they'd missed one of the team members, which was Sam. How does that work?
Let me explain this one. So effectively, we were talking about who is going to be on the tour every night. So who do we need there? So it was like, so we're going to have Pete, we're going to have Pete's tour manager, we need Ted there, we need Charlotte there, we need the show tour manager, and potentially a photographer. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, great. Is that everyone? Yeah, good. Right, let's move in. Oh, Sam, need him.
It's like I don't exist.
You were forgotten about in the list of people who would be there every night. So apologies for that. It was a slight oversight.
Is it my agency? Like, how are they not stepping in, being like, oh, by the way?
I would just like to point out that, obviously, Chaz, who looks after this podcast, as well as Sam's, both of his agents were in the room. None of them mentioned Sam.
What the fuck?
Sam wasn't mentioned at all.
Pete kept answering questions that are directed towards the live experts.
I do feel...
I can so see this as well.
I do feel I may have overstepped the mark on occasion when...
Give me an example of what happened.
Johnny had some questions.
Johnny being one of my...
Johnny and Seb and Charlotte. And I went, I'll take this. So... Actually, this is this. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I seem to think that I've been doing this years. I've never done it.
So good.
I've never done it, and I went full force. Yeah,
that's really tickled me because I can imagine Pete going, "Well, actually, no. That's actually written down on page 7 of the notes. So if you just turn to it,
literally, if you go to the bottom page 4, what you'll see there is in the extras and alternatives.
My God. Pete also said he had started planning for the next tour.
I have done 2 pages of work on tour number 2.
Oh my God. Oh my God, actually, whoa, sorry. Pete called me last night and we had a little phone conversation and...
This was whilst I was in the pub waiting for them to finish work.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to the pub quiz and... which we're going to talk about later in the bonus episode. And he called me and went, I have the mother of all surprises. I can't believe I forgot this. He goes, I've got the mother of all surprises for you. That it says here, Pete also has a surprise for Sam about a very special update on the tour. Is this what it is?
So Sam doesn't really know much about the tour yet.
No, nothing.
But Sam's only just found out he's going on tour. There's an awful lot of parts of the tour that you're going to love, but there's something that when we looked at the budget and that yesterday, we think we can actually get in.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Which
is somewhat iconic, I think, for us. We are going on tour in our very own tour bus.
No way! Are we actually?
We're getting an actual tour bus for everyone to tour the country. I'm serious. We can do it in the budget. We've got to...
Sam,
we are 2 people that have never done a podcast tour before.
Oh my God!
I've never wrote one before. We've never done anything, but we sold out the Palladium and got a fucking tour bus because we think we're fucking rock and roll.
We're Justin Bieber, baby! Come on!
So we are.
Oh my God! We're Taylor Swift.
We are in because when we were talking about the logistics of everything, what things are going to cost, and all the rest of it, it looks as if that we're starting to look at options for tour buses now, and they will be branded.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Yeah. So
no, they're not.
Yeah. So
we can have a branded tour bus.
Yeah. I personally,
I've never even done that before.
I will personally pay for the branding.
Oh my God.
To have staying relevant.
Oh, this is the coolest thing in the world. Have you told Ted?
No.
Oh my God, he's going to die.
But obviously, there's practical points to that, is that obviously...
I don't care. I don't want to hear the practical points. I don't care. We're superstars. We're going to turn up to arenas. Arenas.
It's quite expensive.
Is it?
But I think it's worth it.
It's so,
it's so worth it.
Oh my God. Mate, do you know what? We are coming in so hot to this tour. Mate, imagine if the first show's really shit and then we clamber aboard the tour bus to take us to place number 2 and we're sat on our huge tour bus with our faces printed on it and we're like, holy fuck, this is terrible.
Just
well,
imagine.
Who do we think we are?
So just imagine as we come down the M1 in the staying relevant tour bus in complete silence because it's not gone well.
Oh my God.
We've still got 8 other dates to do. But yeah, I thought you'd like that. We are...
Oh, it's made my day.
If you're going to go on tour, you might as well fucking do it properly.
Oh, mate, let's send it. Let's absolutely... By the way, safely, if you see us driving down the road in a tour bus... If you're parked up, not driving, take a snap, because I will never forget the day that my dad said that he once saw the Spice Girls bus drive past when he's putting the pins out.
I mean, I don't want to... I feel like I have given you an awful lot of...
We're the Spice Girls!
Yeah, I mean, they had a huge double-decker bus that was painted like...
What have we got?
To be honest with you, mate, I imagine it's probably a minivan with sort of, you know, staying relevant in a piece.
Oh, it will do.
In a piece of paper in the window. You know, when people put up for sale signs, I imagine it's just going to have staying relevant team. No, we're gonna
show me a photo. Do you have a photo of the
one? No, because we haven't been picked.
Shall I have
yet.
A look at photos?
No. Someone else is doing that. Sam, because it's all got to be just calm. See, I knew we shouldn't have told him. I told you.
Yeah, but man,
I told you, it's too exciting.
Do we get beds in it?
We're looking at options.
Oh my God, we got beds!
Mate, we're not sleeping on it. We'll be sleeping in hotels.
Is your tour manager driving it?
No, Steve is now been sort of semi-relegated to, he's taken the driving away from him. He will now just be doing security.
Sweet. Security. Security. We've got security.
No. We don't. I do.
Why are you joking? Pete's got his own security. That is the most Taylor Swift thing I've heard actually since we started. I have my own personal security for a podcast tour.
The reason that Steve goes on tour with me everywhere and has done for 8-9 years because he keeps me functioning at the right times. He
knows. What happens if I get costed?
No, it's not so much that. It's Steve knows when I need time alone. Steve knows at what time he should wake me up. But yeah, so we're...
That's just mental.
So we'll have a driver. As soon as this was mentioned, the first thing that Chaz said when tour bus was mentioned, she went, and there will be rules.
Shut up. What are the rules?
And I went, will there fuck? And she went, oh no. So actually, at the first rule, when she literally looked, she went, no visitors on the bus.
I know exactly what you mean. I agree.
That was the first.
No
that,
visitors.
That was the first one.
No extracurricular friends.
That was the first rule. And I went, anything else? And she went, no, I think that's it.
Yeah. I agree, by the way.
What's even funny is we're doing this like we're going across America in a tour bus.
We're going to Birmingham.
Can I point out that some of these venues are less than 2 hours away? Like, you could literally Uber there.
Oh, my God, we're going to have a tour bus. This is the best. This is the best thing I think I've ever heard.
Yeah. What's even funnier, we've now got the option, really, of potentially flying to Dublin, or we can take our bus on the ferry.
Well, it's got to be the ferry.
Yeah.
It's got to be the ferry.
That's what I said.
Mate.
Because even the content of that.
Bro, struggling to get it on the ferry.
Because basically, if we're going to...
Pete in the rain. Go, just a little bit less.
No. Back it up.
Oh, my God. This is going to be the best. This is going to be the best year ever. Ever. Oh, my God, let's clap it. Oh, this is going to be the best. The amount of content you are all going to get to see is going to be, because we're bringing our videographer on every single one of them.
It's going to be really exciting. And the, for example, after yesterday, just an update for you,
yeah.
Although I know you haven't seen it and know nothing about it, the set is in process.
Yeah.
So they are off looking at get the set made and all the idea of that sort of stuff and looking for the extra bit. Like, it's fully in process now. The vision is coming to life.
Oh, my God. Are you going to be sent photos of it being like...
Yeah,
like a house build?
We're having weekly... I'm having weekly updates.
Okay, so quickly, when am I actually going to get to know what's going on?
Right, so this is what... So we were potentially going to...
So I'm getting super hyped now.
We can talk about this after.
Okay. So I'm going to find out, finally, what is going to be happening, and then I'm going to update you. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to tell you what I think of the tour.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit late now if you don't like it.
There's one more point. So following on from the tour bus reveal, which I just think is the best decision you've ever made in your entire life, I'm so excited. Pete stayed around the office, including sitting on the wheelie chairs and joining random conversations. Pete really liked being in the office and said it reminded him of his recruitment days. He would also offer to colleagues going into meetings, "Do you want me to jump on?" Who are you talking to?
Or just anyone that had a meeting.
I mean, the people he'd never met before. Yeah. That's so funny. Did they like him or hate him?
Yeah, actually, what was the response? Did we get any responses after I left?
A flutter with excitement.
Was it a flutter with excitement? Oh, my God. Pete wheeling round on his little chair after the meeting. Just also just sitting there being like, oh, do you know what? This really reminds me of my days in medical recruitment.
That's when I used to run an office that multi-million pound division. But then what I found out is our Staying Relevant team, our wonderful Staying Relevant team, do their content meeting.
I just seen this. So you crashed that as well?
I crashed and should really have just sat quietly watching.
What did you do?
I just spoke at them for 10 minutes.
Did he speak?
And then what happens was Johnny came in.
Why did Johnny come in?
Because he'd lost his charger. and asked if we'd stolen it.
He asked if you'd nicked it.
So I said...
That's such workplace chat, isn't
it?
So
I said, Johnny, can this wait? We're in a meeting. he then came back in to say that he was going to make a quick phone call for someone about merch for the tour. And I said, do you want me to take that? And he went, I think I'll be fine.
So,
do you want me to jump on?
If you don't know, which you won't, my lovely agent Johnny, he's like really, he's unbelievable at his job, yeah. And he's like the more serious of the two, which is so funny because I can imagine him walking in and be like, guys, has anyone actually nicked my charger? and then when Pete goes, do you want me to take that call? He goes, no, I've got it. That's so good. Oh, Johnny, I love you so much. That duo is the duo we never knew we needed, actually.
So, yeah, so that was my day at Insanity.
No, and we're not done yet.
And a little update.
We're not done yet. Because what then followed is the most bizarre series of events we are going to be saving for another episode. It's going to be the bonus episode. Oh. So fear not, it's only in a couple of days. Pete gatecrashed a networking pub quiz that the agency were going on. And apparently, that evening was so hectic and so much happened that it's being dubbed Pete's Big Night Out. Should I just leave? Because honestly, Pete, you need your own show. We're going to do a poll on the Instagram account and the TikTok account, whatever else account, and it's going to be, do we want Pete's 2024 era to stay?
Well, don't get too used to it, because I'd be lucky if I make it to 2025 after last night.
Yeah, and you're going to hear about that incredibly shortly, but thank you so much for listening to Staying Relevant with two best mates. One of my favourite episodes today, actually, Sam Thompson, Pete Wicks.
You're still just thinking about the tour bus.
I can't wait. Coming at you, physically and mentally coming at you live.
So we are at every Monday, then bonus episode every Thursday, and you can watch them on YouTube every Friday and every Sunday. Make sure you follow us on the Staying Relevant podcast on Instagram, Snapchat. Have you
TikTok.
Already done this? Am I repeating myself?
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah. YouTube, Staying Relevant podcast. Rate, review, do all that. We love the reviews and the ratings because it makes us look like we're good.
We love it. I actually read them this morning.
Did you? Were there any nice ones?
They're all really nice. Well,
we haven't got time, but...
No, but what I'm going to do is I'm not going to show you all of them, but I am just going to say people are still reviewing. I'm really, really grateful.
Read out the latest review.
Oh, God, all right. That's been
just the latest one.
Okay, here we go. No. So funny.
Yeah.
Came across this podcast and have been binge listening ever since. You two make me laugh out loud. However, I recently started following the Instagram and I find myself staring at Sam trying to work out what he looks like. What? In the nicest possible way. He reminds me of a cartoon animal, but I can't put my finger on which one. Possibly Sid from Ice Age. He's still cute, though. What the fuck is that?
So make sure you
is that?
Make sure you watch out for Thursday's episode, and that's it from Staying Relevant team and me and from Sid the Sloth.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.